Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I want to live with the cinnamon. Love Earth Tour. Down by the... July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
Nikki Haley is used to blazing trails. The first woman to serve as governor of South Carolina, an outspoken UN ambassador. And now, a U.S. presidential candidate. Asking for people's votes today, this Super Tuesday, and I had the chance to sit down with Nikki Haley on her recent trip to Utah. She stepped on to the Studio 5 set to talk about family, politics, and faith. You know, there's such excitement about you running for president. I've seen the excitement from you. I've seen it from other people. But I have to be honest, a lot of my friends don't care about politics. And I'm just wondering what you would say to them, these moms at home with little kids or older kids, why should they care? Maybe tell me one or two topics that are...
Well, I understand why they don't care. I mean, when you turn on the TV and you listen to politics, it's angry. It's divisive. It's, you know, it's hateful. But that's exactly why they should care, because it shouldn't be like that. You know, the reason I'm doing this is for my kids. It's for everybody else's kids. Think about what they went through. They went through COVID. We're now $34 trillion in debt, which our kids are going to have to be responsible for. You've got 31% of eighth graders in our country who aren't proficient in reading. You've got an open border where we just saw a University of Georgia student who was murdered by an illegal immigrant, and that's not the first or the last time that will happen. You've got lawlessness in our cities, and we've got wars around the world. And all of our kids are feeling that. And that's why you're seeing so much anxiety, stress, and depression, is because it's under this tent of anger and division. And that's not the way our country's supposed to be. You know, the tone at the top matters. Wouldn't it be nice if they did care about politics because it wasn't so divisive? If they did, were able to talk to their kids about it and not have political fights over these things, if we were able to say what we needed to think and strongly disagree but not hate each other over it. But we do have to look at the fact this debt and the growth of government by Republicans and Democrats is a problem because our kids will have to deal with it. This education hole that we have is going to be a problem 10 years from now if we don't start dealing with what's happening in our schools.
And you said it comes from the top. You have older kids. When you're hugging them, what is the one issue that comes to mind where you think, I could change that and I could make a difference?
So much. I mean, first of all, just reducing the size of government, paying down the debt. I'm an accountant. You know, the fact that they're spending money like it doesn't matter when it's our money that they're spending is a problem. I mean, they need to be paying debt, building up coffers, making sure our kids feel like they can buy a home. Our kids right now don't think they'll ever be able to buy a home. The average age of a home buyer is 49 years old. The American dream is leaving them. But also focusing on the things that families care about. You know, getting things done as opposed to just fighting. You know, telling members of Congress, get in a room and figure it out and don't come out until you figure it out. I did that as governor. Making sure that we prevent wars, which is hugely important. I did that at the UN, making sure countries knew what we expected of them. All of these things affect our kids. All of these things affect our families. And that's why we have to care. And we can't allow two 80-year-olds to decide the direction the country is going to go. We're better than that.
Let's talk about the difference between you and those 80-year-olds, because you're running for president. I know that a lot of us feel imposter syndrome running for PTA president. So how did you overcome that, and how did you believe in yourself enough to know that you could do this?
You know, I was never politically active as a kid. I wasn't in college Republicans or anything like that. One day I was sitting with my mom in our family business, and I was telling her how hard it was to make a dollar and how easy it was for government to take it. And my mom said, quit complaining about it, do something about it. I didn't know you weren't supposed to run against a third of your incumbent in primary. Ignorance is bliss. Once I realized he was related to half the district, the only option was to win. My husband got in the driver's seat. I got in the passenger seat. We put our two little ones in the back seat, and I knocked on doors. And I said, this is no disrespect to the incumbent, but we have way too many lawyers at the state house, and I think they need a really good accountant. And they took a chance on me, and we won.
And we know you've never lost an election yet. I want to talk about those angry voices that you've talked about. You're a mom, you know how to handle angry voices, but how do you deal with that? Because it is so divisive right now. And I would think you kind of use the same principles in your home as a mom as you do in politics. Can you talk to me about that relationship?
Yeah, I mean, when I was governor, we had a large amount of crises. We had multiple hurricanes. We had a 1,000-year flood where most of the state was underwater. We had a shooting of Walter Scott by a dirty cop. We had a school shooting. We had a shooting of 9 amazing souls in Mother Emanuel Church. Any one of those could have brought South Carolina to her knees. When we had that shooting at Mother Emanuel, it was on the heels of Ferguson. You turned on the TV and every city was on fire. Why didn't South Carolina burn? We didn't have riots. We had vigils. We didn't have protests. We had prayer. The tone at the top matters. That's what we need in our country. Because when I called for the Confederate flag to come down in South Carolina, I knew half the state saw it as heritage and service. I knew the other half of the state saw it as slavery and hate. My job wasn't to judge either side. My job wasn't to say who was right or who was wrong or who was good or who was bad. My job was to bring out the best in people and get them to see a way forward. That's what we need in America, is not going and judging Americans. We should love all Americans, but going and communicating what's the best way forward and getting them invested in why we should want to do that. I want to have a country where moms do care about politics and where they do see the connection with their kids and their families and where they do realize that we can be part of the solution. Moms are great at everything we do. We know how to balance. We know how to prioritize. We don't have the drama. We just go and get it done.
Yes, for sure. My last question for you is something I heard you say, that throughout this whole process, you've seen God's grace. Can you talk to me about that and how you've seen that in throughout the campaign?
I mean, look, you can't go through something like this without a deep faith. I have felt God hold me by my right hand through this entire thing. And it really is, you have to go into this process humble. You have to go into this process with faith. And you have to go into this process knowing that this is about service on what you can do. And that's what I've done. This isn't about me. It's not about a political career. It's not about anything else. This is about the fact that God has graced us with one life. And the only way to appreciate that life is to give back. This is the way I know to give back. This is the way I know to try and show the direction that I think God wants us to go in. And I hope that that resonates, and I hope that people see that.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No matter how you are voting, I think there are a couple of things there nobody can disagree with. The tone at the top matters, and that we want to love all Americans, right? As we were walking over for the interview, I told her, okay, I'm going to have you shift into mom mode now, because she'd been talking some pretty heavy politics. She said mom mode's her favorite mode. So there you go. Nikki Haley.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.